Nice.
Welcome, good morning, welcome everybody. This is Sergio Logatto e Alessandro Sciarroni.
Vi diamo alcune informazioni su ciò che state per vedere e vi raccontiamo un po' in che punto della ricerca ci troviamo e cosa manca in questo momento.
We're going to give you some information about what you're about to see, but most of all, which point we have reached so far, but most of all what's missing now.
E stiamo sviluppando una ricerca su uno sport che è una disciplina paralimpionica rivolta a non vedenti e ipovedenti che si chiama goalball.
We are in the middle of a research on a special sport called goalball, which is directly designed, is a Paralympic discipline directly designed on short-sighted and blind people.
Goalball si gioca con due squadre, una contro l'altra, e le due squadre sono composte ognuna da tre giocatori. In questo caso abbiamo solo due giocatori.
Yeah, the official rules of goalball, they see two teams made out of three players, but and so far we just got two players each team.
I giocatori sono giocatori professionisti che hanno accettato di venire qui a Bassano a mettersi in gioco con i linguaggi delle arti performative contemporanee.
So the four people here, they are professional goalball players. They accepted to challenge themselves into this new thing about performing arts practice.
E per questo li ringraziamo in anticipo.
So that's why we just say thank you.
Thank you. Un'altra cosa importante è che lo spettacolo che verrà creato a partire da questi materiali in ottobre 2015 verrà ricostruito dentro i teatri, quindi non verrà fatto assolutamente in spazi come questi, in palestre o campi sportivi. Il gioco verrà ricostruito in teatro, questo è molto importante.
So the piece we are going to devise and it will be premiered at the end of 2015 will hopefully be in a theatrical space, not in a gym or something related to sports, but something really, really far from the usual space.
L'evento si chiama Playing with Goalball, giocando con il goalball. Invece il titolo reale del pezzo che produrremo l'anno prossimo è Aurora.
So far the title of the play today is Playing with Goalball, but the official title of the play we have gone to the delivery, sorry, will be Aurora, which means dawn. Yeah, Aurora means dawn, which is, you know, the moment between the end of the night and the beginning of the day. So
perché sarà molto importante a un certo punto dello spettacolo costringere il pubblico per qualche secondo, per qualche minuto, a stare completamente al buio, quindi avere la stessa esperienza del nero che hanno loro durante la partita.
So our idea will be to give the audience the very same experience as they have. So at some point, hopefully, probably the lights will be out. So what we are about to ask you today, if you want, just if you feel comfortable with that, if you feel like, just close your eyes for some moments. Play! Look out, line out. Play! Quiet, please. Play! Out! Line out! Play!
I was really intrigued about the needs of the players, performers, I guess, and thinking about, you know, depriving the visual sense, what that does to proprioception and hearing and touch, and you know, I felt very differently when I closed my eyes. I felt it was much more difficult than I had imagined. I felt quite vulnerable I was really aware of my face and my head and protecting that somehow. And the timeout moments were particularly interesting for me because normally a timeout or a break generally in life, but timeout in sport, it's about giving yourself something you need or to help you perform or achieve something or have more energy, etc. So I wondered about this ritual and the choices they made, and I found that really interesting to think about them and their choices in relation to proprioception and being more successful in the game, maybe.
I love the entrance of Alessandro's work, his thinking. When I closed my eyes, it was in a way more interesting because it was dangerous. That's all I can say. There are many questions. There are questions now to be asked, which I don't know who's got the answers. But he's touching on something very precious. The people do it beautifully. He instills a quality in their humanness. And it's beautiful.
This decontextualizing makes makes beauty emerging from that. So it becomes something so emotionally strong, no, and moving, and it was great.
Thank you.